Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin on a F-off Friday, on a football Friday, on a, we got some fun Guardians baseball to talk about as well. The Guardians get a big series against the Twins going, coming up tonight. We take three of four. My buddy Nate, my best friend since we're 14 years old, my buddy Nate texted me last night and was like, man, it was really fun. And I talked about all the fun we had on. And then I started doing the thing where I was like, you take three or four from the Twins. Then you go ahead and you got to sweep another one of the series.
Yeah.
But then you go two or three from the other and you're at 8-2. And I could tell at some point the math completely checked him out of our conversation. And it was
math
textual.
Did the math at least math? Because we've done it before where the math didn't math.
The math very much math. But he was like, I'm just here for the good vibes. Yeah. I'm not here for the math.
Some people at the end of the day just don't even want to bother with numbers.
Now, most of the time it's me, but I just got so excited. I went right into basic arithmetic to my friend who understands basic arithmetic and could have done it his darn self. Now, Browns Packers on Sunday. We will continue to have a conversation about this. We got Myles Garrett, some audio from him coming up within this hour as well. But of Sumer Sports, on the fan hotline, you've heard him here with us before. Sam Bruckhaus joining us right now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank y'all for teeing me up with all this math talk, man. I'm excited to talk some of the numbers for this Browns matchup this week.
I actually wonder if, because like sometimes my friends and I will be talking and they're just like, I think player X sucks. And I'll be like, well, you know what? Honestly, the offensive line's not playing well. I don't think he's suited to play behind this. And I basically talk over their heads instead of just being like, yeah. Do you have that where like you get super inside analytics while talking to like your friends and they are like, dude, we just want to know if you think this guy sucks or not?
Yeah, it's funny. Me and my friend Sean Syed, who works with us at Sumer Sports, and he's an excellent scheme analyst, just watched the Caleb Williams versus the Lions film, and his wife was sitting next to us, and she was just like, what are y'all even talking about, man? Like, y'all are just speaking French over here. So, you know, every once in a while it can get advanced, but I think the most fun part, especially given now we have the excellent Prime Analytics broadcast, and people are really getting involved in football via betting and fantasy, that everyone's kind of starting to speak our language, man. It makes it a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, I'm one of the guys that I can't get enough of that stuff. Like, I love the numbers attached to it all, and I love being able to quantify and figure out exactly what goes where and how it went there. And so, in speaking your language then, break down what you've seen so far with Joe Flacco and whether or not you feel like there's a bounce back coming.
In short, it has not been good. When we talk about expected points added, basically that's just putting yards in context. 3rd and 10, if you get 9 yards, it's probably not great because you didn't get the first down, but 4 yards on 3rd and 4 is really good. Joe Flacco is near the bottom of quarterbacks in that metric per play. That includes runs, passes, and sacks for the quarterback. He's well at the bottom of the league there. That being said, we've seen Stefanski be able to pull it out. There's a lot of young guys playing on that offense. We've seen Harold Fannin start to command targets. We saw Quinshon start to get quality carries last week. I think there is a bounce back for the offense. I just don't know how much above average we're going to see Joe Flacco at this point in his career.
So the Browns are 7.5-point dogs as of right now on the FanDuel app. And that's also, you got to take into account, that's also at home. I'm just curious how much of a chance you give the Browns to make this game competitive and maybe even try and steal the game on Sunday.
I think the X factor has to be the coverage players for the Browns. I think that, frankly, the defense is shooting on all cylinders for the Packers right now. It's led by Micah Parsons and Edgerrin Cooper, two of the guys I expect to be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. And on the flip side of the ball, they have a lot of weapons. Tucker Kraft has an injury that we're not sure if he's going to play. He's been the go-to target for Jordan Love. And we've seen people get pressure on Jordan Love. We haven't really seen many people sack him. I think Myles Garrett is going to be able to get pressure alongside the young player McGuire, who has done pretty excellently, all things considered, this year. It's going to come down to that coverage. We saw the Browns able to kind of neutralize the pressure that Aiden Hutchinson was putting on him. But when Hutchinson was able to get after him in the second half, he started to kind of lose it as the game went on. We saw very similar stuff in the second half of the Commanders game, but they were well in control of that game. I think if the coverage guys force the Packers offense, and in particular the Packers pass catchers, to create separation, I don't know exactly if they will be able to do that at a high level. It'll cause some problems for Jordan Love. I think that's the X factor. And if we're able to see that happen in the first and second quarters, it could easily be a tighter game than Vegas expects.
Yeah, you give a nice compliment to the Packers defense. With the Browns defense through two games, they're second in the league in yards per played allowed. They're first in rushing yards. They've allowed the fewest first downs per game. PFF has them as the number one defense in the NFL. Should the Browns defense be getting more credit? You mentioned the coverage stuff. I get it, but should they have more credit given to them at this point?
I think if there's any credit to give, it has to go to Myles Garrett. Talked about Micah Parsons a little bit. Myles Garrett is solidly in that Defense Player of the Year conversation. His ability to be an entire defense is the reason why he was very briefly the highest paid non-quarterback in this league. I think it's a little shakier everyone else, but when you have a North Star of that level, it allows you to vault into that top five in terms of defense. We're not seeing a ton of fall off from Myles Garrett. I think especially going against an offensive line, which has seen some reshuffling, seen some rookies have to play as well. I think if he can wreak havoc and the coverage unit can maintain enough for him to get home and actually sack Jordan Love, that'll be a game changer in this game.
Sam Bruckhaus of Sumer Sports on the Fan Hotline here, getting you ready for Sunday's tilt between the Packers and the Browns. So you mentioned both names here. If you were going to take one player for the next 3 years to build a defense around, are you choosing Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons?
I think for the next 3 years, I'm probably choosing Micah Parsons just because of age. But if I need to start a defense right now, I'm choosing Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett performs substantially better in the run game. Micah Parsons has been utilized a little bit more by the Packers as a pass defender. And to Jerry's credit, I guess, I don't even want to give him a ton of credit for trading him, but we did see drop off in Micah Parsons' play given he was injured last year in the run defense. It was a poor Cowboys run defense around him. That just doesn't happen with Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, currently as it stands, is the best defensive player in the league because he changes every single play no matter what.
How have you seen the Browns' offensive line? It's kind of a mixed bag of sorts. DeJuan Jones, I think, has been pretty miserable through the first couple games. On the insides, I think it's been much better, though. But you've had some injuries even on the right side to Conklin. How have you seen the offensive line?
I think it's interesting because in the passing game, we've seen real struggles. And as a result, like I was talking about, Flacco has struggled a lot. But last week, Quinshon Judkins, in what we call our running Sumer score, which evaluates every tenth of a second of a play and compares every tenth of a second to every season in the next-gen stats era, so going back to 2016, he had the eighth best performance last week. That's a top-tier performance. I'm interested to see if Kevin Stefanski can put together a complimentary run-pass game to kind of take the breaks off of the offensive line a little bit. put a little bit more on the entire team in the running game. Let's see if Quinshon can really take some carries, take some carry share, and turn it into something that backs the defense off a little bit, and then maybe we'll see that offensive line perform a little bit better.
Sam, we saw the Ravens last week. Pretty good. We got the Packers this week. Pretty good. If you had to pick a team that you think by the end of this season we're going to consider to be the better team, who would you bet on being that team, the Ravens or the Packers?
I'm going with Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is an absolute supernova at this level. We're talking about how Myles Garrett can change a defense. Lamar Jackson can change an entire game. There's only two players operating at the level that Lamar Jackson is operating at right now. That's him and Josh Allen. He's having a Hall of Fame type season. He's had two or three Hall of Fame type seasons in a row. Just, I want to bet on, I think this is like the Peyton Manning year for Lamar Jackson is what I'll say. For years, we saw Peyton Manning be able to orchestrate excellence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Went offenses. They can never get it done. Then all of a sudden, one or two things goes right. He ends up winning a Super Bowl. I think that's the year Lamar Jackson is going to have. I got to go with the Ravens as a result.
Yeah, it's funny because you mentioned it's like him and then Josh Allen. And if I was trying to do like a history lesson from, I don't know, like 25 years from now, I'd be like, wait a second. So people gave up on Mahomes starting in like the middle of the time that he went to three straight Super Bowls? Like, make it make sense for me. What's the drop off with Mahomes? How do you see this?
I think Mahomes is right there as well. I think the real difference that we've seen, we talked about Jordan Love and how he's able to avoid sacks on a personal basis. He does not take sacks. That was Mahomes' superpower for absolute years. Last year, we saw a decrease. He was taking more sacks, and he personally was leading to more negative plays for the Chiefs offense. Now, there's a ton of reasons why that could be. The offensive line struggled last year. The wide receivers are hurt. There's not a lot of talent around him, et cetera, et cetera. But typically, that is a quarterback sticky stat, meaning the quarterback has a lot of control over it. This year, we're seeing him scramble a lot more. We're still seeing those sacks. And that's just something that does not really happen to Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. We're really splitting hairs here, though. I mean, like, Mahomes is also having Hall of Fame level seasons. He's basically drugged that team to two competitive games by himself, one of which was in Brazil. All kinds of extenuating circumstances there. I still think he's solidly in the conversation. He's just not firing at a team level or at a full counting stats level that we like to see from MVP-type players, and I think that's why it's Allen and Jackson right now.
Sam, I'm confused. The Bills, I don't say that's an easy win because they don't exist in the NFL, but that's a nice win over the Dolphins last night. And all I heard this morning from the national crowd was how endangered the Bills are. And I was like, they're 3-0 in September when I don't expect them to play their best football. It's about the defense and about how the defense isn't good enough. Is that the right read on this, or should we just fall back on the fact that a team that's had a lot of regular season success, was in the AFC title game last year, is just playing well enough to win in September?
This has given me a lot of chagrin since all the way back to last year, because last year I was beating the drum the entire season that their defense wasn't there, their defensive secondary was very vulnerable. The teams could attack them there. Teams did attack them there all year. But I think just the way that the Bills play with two excellent players up front, we've seen Ed Oliver have to fight off injuries, but Greg Russo, the edge rusher, they play really light boxes and they just make teams kind of putt-putt it down the field. Teams have been able to do that on time and again, and that's why that defense doesn't look very good. But as a result, they've been able to set up their offense very nicely. They have what I call the two-tackle theory. On offense, they have two excellent tackles led by Deion Dawkins, left tackle, and they have an excellent quarterback. It's just very difficult to bet against them. I wouldn't expect that they are even close to a 500 season. I think this is one of the best teams in the National Football League, and I'm inclined to slightly overlook the defense as it compares to league average teams, as it compares to the Ravens or to the Chiefs or the Chargers or some of these really, really good teams that have excellent quarterbacks. I am not going to overlook it. And I think last year, the cold and the snow and the blizzard really got to the Ravens. And we see them basically win. We see the Bills basically win because of a slippery ball in the snow. I think they're going to have to, you know, maintain a level of luck there if they want that defense to survive in the playoffs. But as it pertains to the regular season, I think they're in a great position.
Follow this man on the Twitter machine at Sam Bruckhouse. Sam, great stuff, buddy. Always appreciate it. You killed it once again.
Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.